This is My World. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. This is My World. I was talking with one of our students yesterday, and he writes, "This is my world, and only I can change it. This is my world, and only I can change it." And he tells me that in the long run, he has had many crucial experiences in his world that have been very pushy to him and disturbed him very much, and he didn't know what to do. He didn't know how to handle it. And he said, "It's not easy for me not knowing what's going to happen in the rest of my life. As I sit and write to you now, I've dropped my force field that has been protecting me and keeping me from being touched, but I'm scared. Now here is an adult man with grown children and grandchildren, and he's scared. Now why is he scared? He is scared because he has not chosen to realize that this is his world. This is his world, and it's up to him what he wants to do with his world. Only he can change that world, and only he can make that world beautiful or anything else in the world. It's up to him. Now, what does he want to do? He said it's not easy to drop that force field because it's sort of been a protection for him. It's protected him against other people who had other attitudes that he was living. Now, as I explained to him time and again, and I explain again and again and again, that we do not protect ourselves from anything. We go forth being who we are, and we stand as we are. And if as we are is misunderstood, well, so be it. But we have to determine who we are and stand for who we are and be who we are. Now, once we understand who we are and stand for it and be it, then we no longer are scared, because there's an inner confidence, there's an inner strength, there's an inner feeling of goodness that surrounds us and makes us feel all is right with our world. Yes, it's not easy knowing what's going to happen the rest of your life, but you can know what's going to happen the rest of your life by knowing what is happening in your life right now. Do you say, "I like me"? Do you say, "I like me"? Well, if you continually say to yourself that "I like me," you're putting that cause in motion for yourself and your life so that you will like yourself. And if you like yourself, what better being are you going to live with for the rest of your life than a person that likes himself? Now, you say, "Well, it's not all just that easy to say I like myself because I have done things that have made me distressed or that I have not been happy with." Well, that's all past. Now, you put a new cause in motion, and you say, "I like myself right now. I like myself. I like myself thinking good thoughts about me and good thoughts about the world. I like myself being a good person in every respect. I like myself putting the right cause in motion for everything that is wonderful and good in my life." And when I say I like myself, what happens to me? What happens to me when I say I like myself? Well, what happens to me when I say I like myself is that everything works in divine order. He tells me that a long time ago I wrote him and asked, when he asked me to help him and teach him. And I said to him at that time, more than 18 years ago, I said, "I can't teach you, for there is only one teacher, and that is the teacher inside of you. But what I can do is to teach you how to find that one teacher inside of you." Now, you say, "Boy, aren't you a fabulous guy who can help us find the teacher within us?" Yes, I can. I help you find the teacher within you by helping you say, "I like me, I like me, I like me" about yourself. Continuously, 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 all is in divine order, I like me. As you put this cause in motion for yourself, that inner teacher that you are will reveal to you all the goodness and all the ideals and all the values that you could ever wish to have for yourself. And Gives you the strength to carry out those wishes, those ideals, those values. Gives you the strength to live them in every possible way. Gives you the power to be that which you are. It is true, I can't teach you, for there is only one teacher, and that teacher is inside of you, inside of me, inside of each of us. But what I can do is to teach you how to find that teacher. Now, we find that teacher by deciding what the teacher is going to be. You go for music lessons, and you go to a music school. You go to elementary school, college, and you go to high school. You go wherever you go, and there you find a pre-drawn program of what you're going to have. Now, when you go to the teacher within, you must go with an idea in your heart of what kind of person you're going to be. I'm going to be a bad boy. I'm going to be a bad boy. Hey, the teacher within you will just give up on you right away and say, go your way. Do whatever you want to do. Or if you say to your inner self, I am beautiful. I like me. I like me. I like me. All is in divine order. All is good. All is beautiful. And you see, saying those things, you're building up a consciousness within you, and this is what your real teacher within you will share with you and help you to reveal in more and more wonderful ways all the days of your life. And you won't have to wait 18 years to do it. You can do it right now. You can do it right now, and you can apply it to your life right now and enjoy it thoroughly and know the truth of it. He writes and tells me that right now he's alone. And he's quite alone, and it gives him time to turn within. And I give thanks to God for me being there. He gives thanks to God for me loving him and working with him. He gives thanks to God for everything, and he says, I give thanks to you, Herb, for always being with me. Well, that's rather nice. But the best thing that he can do, the best thing that he can do is to say, I am God. I am beautiful. I am fantastic. I like me. I like me. I like me. And to give thanks to an outer, to give thanks that any gift has been given to us, is misusing the gift. We want to recognize that the gift is now given, and we are that gift. I like me. The gift is me. I am whole and perfect. The gift is me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. The gift is me. This is my world. This is my world. And I teach myself in my world. I live in my world. I act in my world. I think in my world. Everything I do is in my world. And it's wonderful. Now, we don't give thanks for somebody else being in our world. That may be a blessing as we go along. But what we do is we say, I am. I am peace. I am love. I am balance. I am love. I am happiness. You see, and the more we tell this to ourselves, the less we look to the outer for the fulfillment of that. And the more we go to that teacher within ourselves, which reveals to us how we can live that life, express all those values, those virtues, in the most beautiful, fantastic, magnificent way. Now, are you ready to do such a thing like that? Are you ready to live such a thing like that? Now, my friend, been with us a long time, and he says only he can change these things, and he knows it. But what's he doing? What's he doing? What is he saying to himself? What is he acting like in himself? How is he expressing himself in his life? Is he looking to the outer for the inner? The sooner we look to the inner, this is my world. The sooner we recognize that this is my world and we take charge of it, the sooner it is our world. Oftentimes we look at the cloud and we say, it is cloudy. And then, a moment later, we look at the sky and we say, it is clear. Blue sky, sunny, lovely. And then we look at the sky again and it's raining. Life is always changing. This is my world, and it's in a constant state of flux. But I bless the cloud with the rain. I bless the cloud with the sun. I bless the cloud with a clear blue sky. I bless everything. And as I bless everything, everything is mine to delight in, to enjoy, to feel fulfilled with. And it is good and very good. This is who I am. This is my world. Yes, my friend has written often, and we have communicated often. And he always enjoys it when I write to him because he feels such a positive confidence that I give to him. But I want him to give that positive confidence to himself. I want him not to need to turn to me for a little lift on that positive confidence. I want him to turn to himself, turn within himself to that inner awareness and say, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me is the answer, and this is my world, and I love it. This is my world, and I love it. I don't need to turn to anyone else to support my world in me. I turn to myself, and I am myself, and I am happy as can be. This is the way the world is. This is the way I am, and this is all that matters. Today, you can say to yourself, this is my world. You can say to yourself that everything in your world has come about because you said, I like me or I don't like me. When you say I like me, good things happen. When you say I don't like me, then unhappy things happen. What do you want? Now that's the principle. That's the rule. That's how it works. What do you want? When you decide what you want for yourself, that's what you get. Now, all the rest of the world may not immediately shine forth its sunlight on you, but as long as you do, then that's all that matters. Because when you are shining the sunlight on yourself, when you're shining the truth on yourself and saying, this is my world, and I love it, it will be your world, and you will love it. And everything you do will reflect what you believe your values are in yourself, to be yourself and have fun. Go forth in this now and enjoy it, because it's yours right this minute. And there's never another minute going to come along more wonderful, more beautiful tomorrow than you have today. And today is a reflection of what tomorrow is. Make it good. Make it yours. Make it now.